when I first started my graduate work, not everyone was charitable because I had no science qualifications. And there was this particularly ochre Australian alpha male in the lab who was postdoc, who kept telling me I was a square peg in a round hole. He won't mind me telling this story, and I'll name names. He's called Ian Chubb, and he's chief advisor of the Australian government now. But he knows this story, and he won't
and
mind me saying...
And has he apologised?
No, we just tease each other, so he won't mind this at all. So I don't mind saying this at all. Anyway, so at the time, he told me I was a square peg in a round hole. He bullied me in a way that perhaps would be illegal. Now, he used to hit me on the head with paper rolls, squirt distilled water at me, and this sort of thing. So the whole thing.
He squirted water at
distilled
you.
Distilled water.
You as a postgraduate who's now the chief scientific advisor.
Yeah, he's just, yes.
And they've got an issue with Julia Galliard,
there
I
we go,
you.
There we go. So anyway, so at the time, although I laughed at it now, obviously this was...
distressing. What age were you?
22, 23. So anyway, and so I would never let him see me cry. I'd always go into the loo to cry, which, you know, a good strategy. So, but anyway, I applied for the senior scholarship at St. Hugh's College, and amazingly, I got it after the first year, and the thrill with which I went into this guy and slapped the letter down. We had letters in those days. Slapped it down and said, you know, the thrill of showing, vindicating myself. But anyway, it should have been a very important and special and wonderful achievement if we're talking about success, because I'd vindicated myself against someone who kept telling me I was rubbish, you know? Mm-hmm. So I went out with my then boyfriend. We had a bottle of wine. I remember it cost £4, which was hugely expensive.
Is it Hirondelle?
Oh, no. Well, no, it was a Moselle. It was a very expensive bottle. And we went out and sat outside in the grass, you know, and it was idyllic. And I just burst into tears again because, and this is the point of this story, the whole thing seemed so empty. You know, it was just a blue ribbon. It was just a prize. It was just a thing, which in and of itself, yes, of course it was nice to get. But to think that with that comes happiness, comes fulfillment, comes everything, comes self-worth, no. And I think, I always remember that story, as I think the guy in question would, you know, that yes, although it's very nice to be awarded things, at the end of the day, they are awards. They're not about you. The things I value more is people sticking by you, of being a good friend, you know, of striving against all the odds, overcoming financial or personal or medical difficulties. Those things, I think, are more achievements than chalking up endless prizes. Although that's nice, of course, and I don't want to denigrate
but
I don't think you should.